In impoverished North Baton Rouge, Broderick Baggert of Together Baton Rouge says the deck is stacked against public schools trying to score well on the state's grading scale based on student testing.
In this neighborhood, if a school is getting a B, they are doing extraordinary things that need to be understood and copied and mirrored and held up. Because a lot of educational performance on the really rough standard of standardized tests happens inside of the household, not inside of the school.
Patrick Dobard, superintendent of the state-run Recovery School District, says Louisiana has plenty of examples of high-poverty schools that are also high-performing. He points to charter high school Psy Academy in New Orleans, where he says 98% of the class of 2012 got into college.
All of these kids, or the majority of them, were two or three grade levels behind when they started. Those children will now be in college competing against suburban wealthy kids who have a head start. But these kids caught them.
The RSD is executing plans to turn around five schools in North Baton Rouge by getting independent charter operators to run them starting in 2013. Bernard Taylor, superintendent of the parish school system, is skeptical. He says it's just savvy parents who are taking advantage of those opportunities for their children.
Some of the very children who have benefited from these reforms are not the most academically in need.
Taylor is floating his own plan to let students choose any school within certain attendance regions, three of which would surround the high schools in North Baton Rouge. Taylor and all the participants in Monday's discussion agreed to collaborate on a unified effort to improve education here. But Caroline Romer Shirley, head of the Louisiana Charter Schools Association, wanted some ground rules.
Recognize all children learn differently and that we should empower families with real choices. And not say only this type of choice, but choice.
Shirley includes private schools and homeschooling on that list. Amy Jeffries, WRKF News.